does include a result of performance of the utility in three jurisdictions. I would be involved in providing detail there, but limited detail in the sense that the calculation for the scorecard results in the utility ROE category is done by a different group in the finance area.
Do you know which group that is?
That would be the utility metrics group.
And the categories that you do provide input in, is your input DC-based or is it across operations in DC, Maryland, and Virginia?
It's across the utility on a system-wide basis.
Do you mind explaining your answer on ROE a little bit more? What kind of data specifically are you providing?
Well, that measure, of course, ties back to whether or not the utility is actually earning the return that's been authorized by the three local commissions. And so those rates or those levels are set in regulatory proceedings. And so what I would be doing is providing the bottom line numbers, the authorized ROEs that have been approved by our local commissions. Now, the actual scorecard results, the computation of the results, which you see in the column on the far right, so the FY15 actual and the actual results for the ROE are not computed by my group. What we are doing is simply advising what the authorized ROEs are, and another group actually computes the results under that measure.
So if I understand this correctly, your group provides input into the targets, but the actual results are computed by a different group.
My group verifies what the commissions have authorized. And so my group will verify the ROE that's been authorized by the District of Columbia Commission, the Maryland Commission, the Virginia State Corporation Commission. So we confirm those numbers. The actual calculation of the results and the determination of how those results will be calculated is handled by a different group. So my group does not do the calculation.
Okay. Okay, please turn to page 9 of your testimony.
Yes.
At lines 5 to 7, you state that the scorecard is used as a performance measure and to support incentive compensation and the related cost recovery. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. When you state that the scorecard supports incentive compensation, you mean that it plays a role in determining short-term incentive compensation. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the payout under Washington Gas's short-term incentive compensation plan is based on two factors, right? A corporate factor and an individual factor?
Yes.
The scorecard only relates to the corporate factor. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's not used to calculate the individual factor portion of the short-term incentive compensation?
No, it is not.
The scorecard also does not support Washington Gas's long-term incentive compensation program, does it?
As a document, no, it does not.
And it also doesn't support Washington Gas's supplemental executive retirement plans, does it?
It does not, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay. Can we turn back to Exhibit WGA1, what we were just looking at?
Yes.
You said this was the scorecard for fiscal year 2015, correct?
Yes, for the test year in this proceeding, yes.
And a new scorecard is developed each year, is that correct?
Yes.
The new scorecard typically contains new targets for each of the performance measures, is that correct?
They may or may not be new targets. The targets could remain the same.
Do you review the targets every year before deciding whether to keep them if they're the same?
Yes, that review does take place.
When does that review take place?
That review takes place, as I understand it, in the part that I'm involved in, I would say is at, toward the end of the fiscal year, as we are preparing to complete the results for the previous or for the current fiscal year and planning for the following fiscal year.
When is the end of your fiscal year?
September 30th.
So are the current results in before you develop the targets for the following year?
It actually happens around the same time. So currently, we do not have, or at least we have not published, the final scorecard results for FY16. And we always wait until the books have been closed. And the books are generally closed between 4 to 6 weeks after the close of the quarter. So the finals are not available yet. And so we don't have the final results for the FY16 scorecard. And to the best of my knowledge, we do not have the final scorecard for the current fiscal year, which is FY17.
So the September 30th is when is the end of the fiscal year, just so we make sure we have all the dates correct.
September 30th, yes.
And 4 to 6 weeks after that is when your books close.
Generally speaking, yes.
And in that time period, you start developing the scorecard for the next year, but you have not yet finalized the scorecard for this actual results for the previous year.
So I would modify that slightly to say that we begin the process of considering what the FY17 scorecard would look like at the end of the quarter. So that would be the month of September, the month of August, the month of July, to some degree.
So you began considering the goals before the end of the fiscal year. Let's take this year. September 30th, 2016 is when the books closed. You began considering the goals for fiscal year 2017 around July, August, September.
Yes, before the end of the fiscal year, yes.
And then you finalize them after the books close on this year?
Yes, we finalized the scorecard itself for 16 because there's some information that simply is not available in a final way until after we have closed the books. So remember the scorecard has a number of different components. Some of those measures are financial measures, and so the scorecard results in total are not completed and are not available until after we've closed the books.
Okay, but you begin setting the goals for the next year before you've finalized the scorecard for the current year.
We begin the process. Begin discussing what the options might be for the following year in the time frame that I just mentioned. So nothing is finalized.
Is it correct that you've set the goals, finalized the goals for the next year before you finalize the actual results from this year?
Could you repeat that question, please?
Is it correct that you've finalized the goals for FY17, or you will have finalized the goals for FY17 before you finalize the results for FY16?
They may happen around the same time.
But, so is there a set date each year by which you try to finalize the corporate scorecard for the following year, or does it vary year to year?
I can answer that to the best of my knowledge by saying that what I see is a final scorecard, the timing for which varies from year to year. So as far as I know, there is not a set date for publishing the scorecard for a current fiscal year.
Okay, going back to the scorecard itself, you mentioned that the targets may or may not change.
Yes.
Will the goals change each year?
They could change. They could change. It's all a part of a discussion around performance for the previous fiscal year and what performance we want to drive for the subsequent fiscal year.
Okay, and outside the confines of a rate case such as this, the company doesn't file the scorecard or the scorecard results with the commission. Is that correct?
No, we don't file those results. However, there are numerous reports that we file with the commission to keep the commission apprised of our performance and our success in a number of the areas that are reflected in the scorecard.
Could you name some of those reports?
So if you start with the in safe delivery, there are numerous reports that we file under system safety and pipeline integrity. There are reports that we file to keep the commission apprised there. I also believe that there may be reports that we file with the federal government, with PHMSA, subject to check. The other area where I believe that there are reports that are filed are in the customer satisfaction area, where we're identifying where there are, or put it this way, we're identifying our success in satisfying customer concerns. And so those reports, subject to check, are filed in dockets before the commission. Under financial performance, as I mentioned earlier, we file quarterly an earned return report, which identifies our financial position on a rate-making basis, and we've seen in recent memory, certainly prior to filing this rate case, that we have not, the earned return reports have shown that we have not been earning our authorized return. So those are the reports. As I look at the scorecard, those are the ones that that come to mind. The other, in the supplier diversity category, we have a memorandum of understanding that was executed with this commission, and we file a report annually with the commission summarizing our progress in doing business with diverse suppliers, including suppliers that are based in the district. So as I go through, those are the ones that are top of mind.
And the quarterly reports that you file on the financial performance, would it be fair to say they track the company's earnings pretty closely?
I would say that they are a fair and accurate representation. They are a fair and accurate representation of the company's financial position on a rate-making basis, and they reflect whether or not we are earning our authorized return. And consistently, if you go back and look at the reports that we file,